So I was sitting, talking to the Lord, and I told the Lord, I had this word on my heart, and I told the Lord, I said, well, if you want me to share it, you're just going to have to ask Bishop to ask me to do it at noonday. And so we were getting ready to start our second session. He goes, hey, do you want to do noonday? I was like, let me think about it. Anyway, I was like, let me think about it. But I really knew the Lord wanted me to share this. I was listening to this sermon the other day, and I was listening for the Lord to speak a word to me. I was wanting the Lord to speak some stuff about himself to me through this sermon. And as I was listening to it, the Lord said, you don't have to listen to this. I want to speak to you myself. And I said, okay, there's nothing wrong with doing that, y'all. There's nothing wrong. This is just where I'm at in my relationship with Jesus at that moment, okay? But I went and I sat with the Lord, and I had a couple of things that over a course of several days that I got like right up to this wall, and I just couldn't hear him speak. I just could not hear him speak what he was wanting to speak. If we can't hear the Lord speak what he's wanting to speak, it's not him. It's not because he's not speaking. It's right here. And so the Lord just started showing me some walls that I had up of just some fear and some unbelief, where I just really wasn't believing these really amazing good things that God was saying to me, to the point where I was thinking, Lord, I know you're good, and I know you're trying to speak to me. Like, I can see, I can feel, I can see these walls. And I said, and I'm just going to rest in the fact that I know you're saying something good, you're doing something good, and you're going to tear these walls down for me. And so one of the things the Lord has been showing me and really speaking to me is the importance of accepting what he says about us. Y'all, we have to accept it. We have to believe it, okay? If there's anything that you're going to go to war about, the thing to go to war about is what is believing, standing and believing what God is saying about you and to you and who he is in you and for you. If you're going to war over anything, that is what you war over. Until we have breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough into who God is. Not talking about trying to figure out who you are. That is so confusing, trying to figure out who you are in Christ, okay? When you get revelation of who God is and who he is in you, you just become. You just, all of a sudden, you become. Scripture says we live, we move, we breathe, we have our being in him, right? Whenever you get too sidetracked on trying to look at who you are in Christ and be who you are in Christ, you end up looking at who you are, who you think you are, who you feel like God thinks you are. You run in with all these emotions and these things that aren't the Lord. And then when you run into those things, you start thinking that that's how God feels about you. But he doesn't feel that way about us. If we don't think we're the best thing that's ever walked this earth, if we don't think that we have so much to give him, we're not hearing him tell us who we are. I love all those songs that say, I don't have much, and I get what they're saying. But y'all, God is not looking at us saying, you don't have much. He is telling us that we're the most beautiful, the most wanted, the most awesome, the most full of glory thing there is on this earth. And as we begin to accept that about ourselves, we'll begin to hear it. We'll have more breakthroughs. You know how a little bit of breakthrough breeds more breakthrough, breeds more breakthrough? Breakthroughs are coming so much faster now than they used to be because of learning who he is. Who he says he is, and when he says he is. So if you're going to fight a war, you fight the war to stand your ground, believing what he says, standing in him, hearing the word, like what we're hearing this weekend, That's your war. Get in there. Believe that. Make that put your thoughts. The war is your thoughts, right? Set your thoughts on what Jesus, on what you're learning, and let him make that real to you. And he begins to, and then he speaks another thing and another thing. The devil's biggest thing, y'all, that he does is try to get our eyes on ourselves. And as long as we live in a world where we get our eyes on ourselves, and we live in a realm where we are thinking what we deserve and what we don't deserve, you will always, always lose the war. As long as you operate in that realm, when you go to God and you're going, God, I don't deserve, you know, and you're making it about yourself. The Lord has picked us up. He has crucified the old man. He has put us in Christ. And now when we come to Christ, now we already know, apart from Christ, of course, I mean, everybody deserves to go to hell, but that's not what saves you. What saves you is the life of Christ, is Jesus. And so if you have your eyes on yourself, if you go to him and you're always going and you have this mindset of I don't deserve and I'm just unworthy, then those are the things you're going to think. But if you go and you go, Lord, none of that really matters. I know apart from you, that's who I would be. That's not who I am anymore. I'm in you. So I'm coming to you based on what you deserve. I'm coming to you based on what you did in me, what you've given me. I'm standing in the righteousness of Christ, and I'm going before God because I am the righteousness of Christ. I don't have to sit over here and think about, that's the whole thing. God deals with us. He draws us into who we are. He doesn't sit there and point out the things that we think or point out our failures to us. He doesn't have to do that. We're so good at that ourselves anyway. But he doesn't do that. He sets us free by taking us in, like we said, when you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the deeds of the flesh. But how are you going to walk in the Spirit if you don't know who the Spirit is? If you don't know what he's saying and who he is to you and in you and for you, right? So this I know, that God is so patient and kind with us, and he takes his time, and he lets us learn, and he's never, ever going to look at us, no matter what, when we come to him saying we don't deserve, he's never going to push us away or reject us. He's just going to remind us, oh, let me tell you why you do deserve to be here. Let me tell you, because I've put you in a place to be a receiver. You get to receive what I did. You get to focus on what I did. You get to stand in what I did for you. You stand in who I am. Don't worry about that. You're coming to me. You're coming to me and talking to me. You're coming to me and you're concentrating on who you are in me. All that stuff will take care of itself. We're an upside down kingdom. In the world, we perform to get rewarded. In the kingdom, we get rewarded, and it causes us to perform. We get to know who we are. We get to be loved. We get to just revel in his love and stand in who we are, and it naturally causes us to become Christ-like in our behavior. We get to delight, and then we get to perform, right? We become. So I really felt, knew the Lord wanted me to share that this one thing, if we... As long as the enemy's able to cause us to have any kind of place where we look at ourselves and we think that anything we're receiving from him is based on anything we've done or not done, even if you're thinking that, I did a good job today, I can really go before the Lord with no guilt on my conscience, what's the difference? It's the same thing. You're not going before him because you didn't do anything wrong. You're not going before him because you did anything wrong. You're going before him because he's giving you a free gift. A free gift. Isaiah 55 says, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy grain and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Simply accept it as a gift from God. And when he's talking about those things there, he's just talking about feeding our soul. Because on up here, he says, listen carefully to me. Eat what is good and let your soul delight in abundance. Well, I would think that what God says about us would be the most wonderful thing we could eat. If we're going to abide in abundance, because what he says about us, the free gift that he's giving us, everything that he's given us, who he's made us, who he is, all that he is, every fruit of the Spirit, everything about God is who we are. It's who he is in us. And it's a free gift. So we can come to him without being conscious of anything we did wrong, of where we blew it. We come to him just to find him more, just to encounter him more, and then we will be. Amen.